Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnal Katot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. There is no stopping the government bonds market. Almost 3,000 billion forints, more than 9 billion euros worth of bonds have been purchased by citizens so far. The record-breaking amount has surprised analysts who wouldn't have thought this could happen just a few years ago. The goal is for citizens to invest even more. Apparently, it would help Hungary's financial security.
Employees of the Hungarian State Treasury had plenty of work in the past few days. There were so many customers during the opening hours. According to data from the government debt management agency, almost 3,000 billion Hungarian forints worth of government bonds are in the hands of the families. An analyst told M1 that that means that the government can finance the national budget deficit more and more securely. It's beneficial to have bonds with the citizens because it makes for much more accountable and stable financing than if the majority of bonds were in the hands of the foreigners, said an analyst. While bank deposits hardly make any interest anymore, government bonds can bring up to 4% revenue. But interest rates aren't the only interesting thing about state bonds for small investors. Security is always first. The state guarantees that buyers will receive their interest and capital back. Second of all, establishments where the bonds can be bought are state-owned, such as the post office and the treasury. So the state service fully guarantees that the payment of the bonds will always be made, said an expert. Money paid by the government to citizens who own bonds stays in Saudi countries. Owners can spend the money on their bonds on consumer goods, further helping economic growth in the country.
The majority of migrants arriving to Hungary aren't economic migrants, but people fleeing from war or dictatorships, announced the Hungarian Helsinki Committee. Co-chair Marta Podavi said that a big part of refugees registered in the past weeks and months come from countries such as Afghanistan or Syria, where they cannot be sent back because of the current situation there. She also said that, in her opinion, illegal border crossing isn't a crime, but instead only a misdemeanor, as long as the perpetrator isn't armed. Ruling party Fidesz's reaction to Marta Podavi's words, "We prefer not to wait until illegal immigrants arrive to Hungary armed." The right-wing party also said that political and war refugees, as always, are still taken in by Hungary. But the party claims that most of the illegal immigrants arriving now aren't political refugees, rather economic migrants, who try to take advantage of the EU's human rights and refugee laws. Speaker of Parliament László Kövér received the President of the Republic of Korea. After their meeting, the Hungarian politician said, Korean companies operating in Hungary give jobs to more than 23,000 people and have brought more than 600 billion forints, almost 2 billion euros worth of investments, to our country. In addition, the number of Korean tourists visiting Hungary is constantly increasing, and our scientific research relations have also improved in the past years. The House Speaker also added, Hungary is helping Korea to use its relations with us to improve its connections with Central Europe and the European Union. Participants of the Central and Southern European countries' energy summit have agreed to implement three projects that are essential for Hungary's energy security, said Péter Szijjártó in Dubrovnik. He added that the energy ministers voted to carry out a list of seven projects, which will be realized as soon as possible with the help of European Union funding. The minister said that the document is particularly in accord with Hungary's energy security interests.
The construction of the LNG terminal in Croatia, the two-way modification of the Hungarian-Croatian and Hungarian-Romanian gas pipelines, are developments that will improve Hungarian energy security and help its power supply. The United States supports the plans since the U.S. supports all Central European energy investments and that it's of the key importance regarding Hungary's energy security.
Budapest is among the top three according to yet another survey on tourism. One of the world's leading consulting companies prepared the survey that studied cities around the world based on their cost-to-value ratio. Based on responses, Budapest is the third best city to visit. Increasing tourism in Hungary is also noticeable at the airport. A record 966,000 passengers departed and arrived to and from the Liszt-Ferenc National Airport.
Queues are getting long at Liszt-Ferenc International. Most of the travelers head to London, Paris, or Brussels, or arrive from these cities.
Traveling around a few places in Europe, and we heard Budapest is really nice, so we came.
Passenger traffic in June was record-breaking. Budapest Airport attracted almost a million travelers, 100,000 more than a year ago. The spokesperson of Budapest Airport said that this increase reflects how more and more airlines choose Budapest as a Central European hub, as well as the influx of the summer musical events that attract increasing number of tourists. Budapest is ranking higher on wish list of international travelers. It's the season of summer festivals. World has just ended. The Balaton Sound is on. Sziget soon kicks off. It may sound strange, but these events attract hundreds of thousands of young people to Budapest, he said. In a survey made by PricewaterhouseCoopers on online hotel reviews, the hotels of Budapest came third in price per value ranking and were ranked on the same level as Prague or Abu Dhabi.
30 young adults of Hungarian descent have arrived from the U.S. and Canada to spend 2 weeks in Hungary. Many of them have never been to the country before, but they say that they were very curious to see where their parents or grandparents were born and raised. They were interested to see Budapest, the parliament, young people in Hungary, and the whole country. The program that brought them on the trip was launched 3 years ago, and this year more participants were able to join than any of the previous years.
Students from Košice, Slovakia are on a summer internship at a school in Miskolc. Benjamin is studying to be an IT professional. With the student exchange program, 18 groups from Transylvania will also arrive to schools in Hungary. The students say that they are happy about the possibility because Hungarian schools are better equipped. I really hope that the kids can now experience things in a different, more modern environment. I hope they take home experiences they can use back home later on, said the president of the Romanian-Hungarian Teachers Association. Meanwhile, Hungarians living in the United States arrived to House of Hungarians. Most of them speak the language at a beginner level. But they want to get to know the country they come from anyhow. James has been in Hungary for a week. When we were small, we didn't know how important all this was, where we are, the things we see. Now that we are grown up, we understand what happened. For example, with Ferenc Rákóczi, said James. Csenge's parents are Transylvanian Hungarians, but she was born in Canada. I've been to Budapest before. I've seen the city with my dad. It's beautiful. I've seen all the big sights, but nothing like this, said Csenge. The program called Reconnect Hungary was organized for the fourth time this year. Young people who live in the United States and are proud of their Hungarian heritage can apply. Those who are accepted come for a two-week visit and get a big picture of Hungarians living in the Carpathian Basin. Our goal is to reach and reintegrate Hungarians living in the United States and Canada who are proud enough of their Hungarian roots that they check the box that they are Hungarians at the census. We want to show them what Hungary looks like today, said the organizer of the program. The State Secretary for National Policy said the government will continue to support programs related to Hungarians living abroad and in the diaspora. These young adults move around the Hungarian milieu a bit. They'll be reintroduced to Hungarian culture. They should get to know as many Hungarian people and Hungarian landscapes as possible from today's Hungary, and then take what they experience home with them, said the state secretary. The politician emphasized that several summer university courses were organized in Transcarpathia and Vojvodina, when they are specifically addressed problems of young adults living outside of Hungary's borders.
That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.